good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, I'm so grateful that you prefer to be right here with us than any other place on the planet. For those of you who are using your phones and radio apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the inner circle, those who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, thank you so much for your consistency, for your diligence, and thank you for your care to hear that which my heart has to express, because every time I come to the airways, I am coming with the intention to exalt the oneness of existence, to really remind us that we are each so absolutely blessed with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts, that we are some of the richest and wealthiest people in the world, because how much money in whatever currency has greater value than your breath and your heartbeat? And as we begin to realize that success in life is really not based on our success in capitalism per se, it's not based upon mastering any of the things that men have created. It's about the mastery of ourselves. It's about the mastery of our thoughts and our emotions and our urges and all of those things, to come to a point and place where we are realizing that there is one real I, one absolute I, one cosmic I, that we each are these points and parts of. But to come to this place and space where we realize that as we're maturing, we should be maturing, we should not be getting old and dying. To come to a point in place where we realize that it is our time. Those of us who are listening to this program are not children. And we say, oh, we're children of the Most High, we're children of God. Yes, but to say that we should be in a place where we have grown and matured to the degree to which we are very much focused as to what the purpose in existence is, and consciously care to be harmonized with it, attuned to it, to be in a place and space where we rejoice in our opportunity to be the beneficiaries of those who have come before us, and all of that that we have access to in terms of the intellectual property, the realizations, the revelations, the epiphanies, the corrections and whatnot, the labor and the service that has been given, that makes our path and our lives easier. But to come to a point in place where we understand the responsibility to choose life daily, and to know that that's what everyone is here to do. Nobody has been authorized by the will of existence, the intelligence of existence, or that which we refer to as God, to be the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death as livelihood. To understand that in this now moment, we're in a place and space where we have to care to be corrected after being wronged and wrong for so long. To know that having the right to our opinions and our theories does not give us the same leverage over a system of oppression as having a wholehearted commitment to absolute truth. And there are those who would have us to think that there is nothing that is absolute, but the earth is not spinning based upon conjecture. The earth is not spinning happened by happenstance. The sun is not blazing based upon somebody's opinion. We are held in nothing but absolute order and law. And our lives should be a reflection of it, but there have been no ones who have taken responsibility to give us an orientation as to what success is. They didn't take responsibility to be properly oriented in living as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of an absolute and supreme intelligence. And yes, I am saying that that is what we all have the opportunity to rejoice in, being living, loving, intelligent, ancient, potent, and immortal points of presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It fills all spaces. It's all pervasive. There is nowhere where it is not. It beats our heart. It breathes us. And we are here to self-actualize and self-realize as points of its absolute and supreme presence, and to live according to its laws, and to exalt life and fulfill its purposes in existence, which is about our own evolutionary soul progression. But because there are traps that have been set for us, we have to be strong enough to pull ourselves up from the ditches and valleys of degradation that have come as a result of us not realizing what the purpose in being is, and having been socialized on the path of adulteration, where by 21 we're labeled adult. Adult meaning adulterated, no longer what the intelligence of existence intended for itself. And so with that adulteration comes shame and game and blame and guilt, frustration, and all of these things that whittle away at our own degrees of self-worth and value and self-esteem as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of an absolute and supreme intelligence. We don't feel worthy any longer of being godly and the children of God, because we know the sinfulness. And it says the sin is missing the mark, and other ones say the sin is in violation of the law. But as we are maturing, we have the opportunity to forgive ourselves of all of our transgressions, and to know that we are literally the only ones holding anything upon ourselves, because life itself is consistently exalting itself, consistently blessing us, consistently providing for us, consistently giving us every opportunity to be living, breathing points of its own supreme intelligence, that we have the responsibility, duty, and obligation to exalt a full life surge, to do nothing to undermine ourselves, to come to a point and place where we're willing, ready, and eager to work and to thrive in this living as conscious beings, knowing that we will never have anything greater than who and what we already are, that there is no amount of money, no amount of fame or fortune, there is nothing that man has made that we can apply ourselves to that is greater than fulfilling destiny. And destiny is that which we have the opportunity to step into as we are consciously carrying to function as intelligent beings in this dispensation of light, and to exalt the light, to yearn for it, to apply ourselves unto it, because there is no victory over all of the sickness, the illness, the gloom, the degradation, the violation, the molestation, the incarceration, the entrapment, and all of that, except the light that is love, that is the harmony of all beings and the oneness of life itself. And so we can't continue to feel entitled to subjugate and dominate and bastardize and castrate and brutalize and victimize all of these other ones, other races, other nations, other men, other women, other animals, other creatures, without having a tragic date with fate. Because that which we do unto others shall be done unto us. And this is why we have to understand that because this United Snakes of America has been founded upon the violation and the annihilation of our indigenous families, the enslavement of our African families, the misalignment, miseducation of everybody else, then our duty, obligation, and responsibility is to try with everything we have to be rightly oriented, so we are the salt of the earth. We can circumvent some of the devastation that is coming as karmic debt for all of the blood that has been spilled and is still being spilled upon this planet as a result of our mindlessness, our carelessness, our commitment to doing whatever, because capitalism allows it. in its laissez-faire, let the buyer beware kind of mentality, but we have the responsibility to care to exalt a full life's urge, to do nothing to undermine ourselves. See, this is the first line of defense when we realize that we're being warred against. You understand? But because our education has not been sufficient in edifying us, in really cultivating our understanding as to how to be self-preserving without the preservatives, but being self-exalting, being in a place where we are our own best friends, that we do nothing to undermine ourselves. But when the educational system feeds us the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificially colored, flavored, and all of this stuff, and the system of things signs off on the rights of these companies to market to children that which undermines their cellular functioning, that stupefies them, and allows the adulterated ones to be more adulterated through inebriation and intoxication. And this is multi-trillion dollar business that then lays foundation for all of the drug abuse and misuse that comes through the pharmaceuticals. And to understand that it all ends in death if we do not step off the path of death onto the path of eternal life, realizing that what we are already in eternity. Because the earth is our intergalactic spaceship and our bodies are our space suits, and we are in flotation and rotation in space. We are traveling. And just because these people can build spaceships and shoot people off the earth does not mean that being on the earth, we are not already in space. We are already in space. And that space that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal is permeated and penetrated by nothing but absolute and supreme intelligence, what the quantum physicists refer to as the unified field. And so as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, we get infinite degrees of leverage when we consciously care to be able to respond to that which is ours in this now moment. To realize that as men, the progenitor of lineages, and as womb men, the perpetuator of lineages, we are here to exalt life. We are the bridge between those who we have come through and those who've come before us. To those that have come through us and those who've yet to come. And for all of the accomplishments that people are making or think that they're making, not realizing the divinity of all being and respecting the divinity of existence itself puts us in a position where we've not really truly progressed. If we don't have a proper orientation as to where we are, whose we are, and why we are. And our educational systems did not give that to us. Our religious training has not supported us in knowing that. And being part of world culture that is the culture of death puts us in a place where we have no responsibility to honor those who have no real honor or integrity in being conscious of caring to live on behalf of life itself. And those who participate in the systems of sickness, illness, disease, and death, to realize that there could be no true democracy where the people are being poisoned every day. There could be no true democracy when the people have no real understanding or understanding as to what the responsibility in being is. There could be no true democracy that is a people government by the people for the people when the people themselves are lawless and not respecting, not honoring that there is absolute law That is absolute love. That is the light. That is our salvation and our deliverance from all of that that has created all of the sickness, illness, dis-ease, despair, degradation, disconnection, dissatisfaction, disenfranchisement, to be in that place where we have lost ourselves, because there is no greater loss. And regardless of what hue of people we may be, from the blackest black to the lightest light, everyone is gifted to this world with gifts, talents, and a genetic inheritance that has provided them the ways and the means to be able to be productive and to be prosperous in this realm. But the greatest prosperity is going to come when we take the time to invest and cultivate the wealth of ourselves, in our capacity to think and care and love and honor and reverence and respect and exalt and enhance and enrich and add unto and bless and facilitate the healing that needs to happen. But people have to come to a point and place where we are recognizing the degree of illness that is actually with us, and we are willing to be cleansed in order to be healed. And there are so many ones who want the preacher, or they want somebody to just wave their hand and pop them in the head and say, healed, and think that that is sufficient for erasing decades of violation charged upon the blood from the residues of having alcoholic beverages and tobacco and alcohol and marijuana and other drugs and pharmaceuticals and meat and dairy and eggs and chicken and fish and flesh and flour and all of this stuff that creates your cancer, your lupus, your sarcoidosis, your high blood pressure, your diseases and all of this. And I'm saying, accept life and accept the clearing, accept the cleansing, accept that you are destined, you were destined to be one of the most dynamic spirits on the planet, because that's what's needed in order for us to regain our footing in this realm as a conscious, loving, caring humanity of people that honors all of life. And we're no longer a detriment to ourselves or a detriment to the planet. But understand, as long as we are, then there is no reason for us to be continued in existence. And that's how lawful and exacting existence is. That if you are a violation unto yourself, then you will create violation upon yourself. And because violation has become the order, the disorder of the day, does not mean that there is not karmic debt associated with it. There is. And the 40 billion creatures who are dying and being killed and being subjugated and castrated and marginalized and euthanized and all of this, we have to realize that the frequency and energy of love that we can radiate can shift this whole thing. But we have to care to be cleared and cleansed. Why? Because the waters are intelligent. And the restoration of who we are as conscious beings, being conscious and thoughtful and conscientious and mindful and caring, lays a foundation for our being able to infuse every atom and every cell of our being with that frequency of vibration of care and love and forgiveness and compassion and mercy and empathy and sympathy and all of the virtues of character that are consistent with who we should function as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and allow our bodies to be cleansed, because our bodies are literally the temples for the dwelling of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses. We are in a now moment that is requiring us to really care to live. It's not just about earning a living. You don't have to earn a living. You have already been gifted with life. The issue is, what are your gifts to life? The quality of our living and our caring the activation of our talents, our skills, and our abilities, the invocation of the greatness of the lineages that we represent through the activation of our DNA really allows us to live the quality of lives so that our lives were our gifts. And when it comes time to leave, we leave with the substance of ourselves, having tapped the wealth of ourselves, having become greater and greater empowered in the richness of our being, because we had the intention to enhance life, to be an enhancement, to add unto, to cultivate, to grow other ones, particularly our children and our grandchildren. But when the parents and the grandparents are a detriment to the children, and the children are coming up full of sickness, illness, and disease, know that it's a problem. But it's a problem that the church is signing off on and the educational system is signing off on, and we can't support it any longer. That there are those of us who have to accept that we have to be the change agents in this now moment, because when the world is on a cataclysmic ride with demise, then we have to come to a point where we realize that one with the Creator, one properly aligned with the purposes of existence and the intelligences of existence, can literally withstand and outlast all of these other ones. There's power in the one, the oneness of existence, the harmony with the will of existence and the exaltation of life. And where we truly care, that caring permeates every atom and every cell of our being, so that we are able to amplify it, to magnify it, and to become magnetic and attractive to that which is good, that which is godly, that which is right, that which is righteous, that which we are truly deserving of, because we will walk in the fullness of ourselves, always knowing that there is more and there is greater. And that as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of an absolute and supreme presence, there are no limits or bounds to what we can accomplish. And the greatness of who we are is being called to the forefront now. It can no longer be on the back burner. We have to dig deep and reach high to walk the exalted walk in the reality of who we are as the hands of God, the hearts of God, the truth of God, the peace of God, the power of God, being poised as the gods and the goddesses that dwell in this realm that is called heaven. And to know that as we're doing the clearing, the cleansing, the purification, the renewal, the rebirth, the regeneration, the rejuvenation, the revivification, we are literally resurrecting and being communicated with from the exalted realm. See, because you got to learn how to really activate, which is loving the Creator with our whole body, heart, with all of our might, consciously caring to live, to honor and glorify the lineages that we represent, invoking and calling forth the greatness of them, acknowledging that there was greatness in them, even though we may not be able to call their names or know all of what their contributions were. That we exist should be enough to let us know that we have survived so much. Not to be in a place where we have the free will to be killing ourselves, but to be in a place and space where we have the opportunity to truly glorify and honor the intelligence of existence, to create that direct line of light with our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, to be able to function under the auspices of our souls, to be in a place and space where the divinity of existence is something that we rejoice in every day, regardless of situations and circumstances, and to know that we ourselves, by virtue of what we're choosing, are creating the quality of thought or not that literally is creating our situations and circumstances. The situations and circumstances change. And we should not just be changing or going through changes. We should be progressing. We should be evolving exalting life. That's the purpose in being directly. People will say, oh, well, I don't know what my purpose is. No, your purpose is to live exalting life, unfolding, self-realizing, self-actualizing, harmonizing and stepping into the glory of your God and Goddesshood. That's what we're here to do. And for us to be entitled, feel entitled, feel as though somebody has given us the free will to be wrong, to be mistaken, to have the right to our own theories and opinions because we are choosing our own path. No, we are on a planet that is immersed in nothing but law, and our leverage under a system that is lawless. Our intention has to be to triumph and to be victorious over it, in spite of it, and in light of it. Then our duty, obligation, and responsibility is to call forth, invoke, and become harmonious and one with the light of the absolute and supreme intelligence that beats our hearts, breathes us, is causation, foundation, and the totality of all there is as existence itself. This is our time to be in a place and space where we realize that whatever the issue is, whatever the ill, we can be healed. Everything in life serves us, the sun, the air, the waters, the earth, everything that we need and require is available to us right here, right now. And the reality of it is that the cost of an education that does not properly prepare you for a successful living was just too much. We could have avoided it and learned how to really live. But to be miseducated and religiously trained and socialized, to not care to be fully activated as intelligent beings, is a tragedy and a travesty. And we cannot participate and be respected as intelligent beings, because intelligence doesn't kill itself. It doesn't destroy itself. It doesn't destroy that which is necessary for its survival. It exalts a full life's urge. It does nothing to undermine itself. It knows its food. It excretes its waste. It knows its kind. It creates ways and means of thriving in light of and in spite of circumstances and situations. And it responds correctly and directly to being under siege. Our correct response is to exalt a full life's urge and do nothing to undermine ourselves or ourselves. This is our time. And it's a divine and glorious time to realize that we dwell in the reality of eternity. And in this truth, there is timelessness. But we must embrace it. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. To the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. The meeting of the inner circle is always intended to remind us of how blessed we each are with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, to put us in a place and space where we transcend all of the programming that has us in a place of divisiveness, to understand that our correct response to being under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide through division, dividing, and conquering, is to come to a point and place where we will consciously care to exalt ourselves, to be whole, within every fiber of our being to have an understanding and an understanding that we cannot live where we do not have a complete wholehearted commitment to the laws that govern us in our living. We're in a now moment of eternity that requires us to respect the fact that we are in a now moment of eternity. That the sun that is blazing, the earth is spinning, and both of those planetary beings are just that, planetary beings that are little bitty things compared to the whole of existence itself, which is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And in order for us to have leverage over all of the things that have us worried and stressed and in a place and space where we're in fear and doubt and lack and all of that, is that we have to remember who we are as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence to come to a point and place where we are all right with being right. And we will do whatever is necessary to be completely realigned with the laws of our life. It exalting a full life's urge and doing that which is truly in our own best interest. To come to a point and place where it truly matters to us that we are honoring that which is life, that which is the source of life, that which is the cause of life, that which is the intelligence of our lives, that which beats our hearts and breathes us, and come to a point and place where we have no love for anything greater than the all that is. And as we are consistently applying ourselves through our meditations, our prayers, our centering, to realizing the one real eye that truly sees through every eye, and to understand that we each have duty, obligation, and responsibility in exalting that full life's urge, in respecting the right of all beings to have the right to their lives, and to understand that a lot of the trouble in the world and the devastation that is happening within the oceans and the rivers and the seas and the land and the hearts and the bodies and the minds and the spirits is as a result of being out of alignment with the laws that govern us. The laws that will remind us that we are not licensed by the laws of existence to be killers and be all right. And there are those who have always been on a world-conquering rampage who have felt entitled to be killing, subjugating, dominating, violating, and violence has been their way. And they have been bloodthirsty, feeding off the flesh and the carcasses and the blood of other beings, and now have instituted that as popular and common activity. The thing that is done for celebrations and holidays that become helidays as a result of the heart attacks and strokes and divisiveness within the very fibers of the beings of those who are feasting on these things. And to realize that you and I are and have been consistently bombarded with the commercialism advertising the flesh of dead animals as food. And they dress it up with all kinds of buns and condiments and things that put us in a place where they might think it's finger-licking good because it's dripping oil and blood and guts and all of that as a sandwich, and y'all fall for that foolishness. And I'm just saying is that we must stop, because the death industries are going to end in death, and all of those who partake of death will soon be dead, and we need to come to a point where you are willing to reverse these ills within your tissues, because in the realm of eternity, we cannot guesstimate how long you will be dead. We've been raised on the cartoons. We were raised as kids. We weren't raised as children. Kids being those who could eat anything. Those who grew up to be very stubborn, like goats. Can't be controlled. do what they want to do, eat what they want to eat. I'm just saying, we have to come to a point where we accept the divinity of our being, the divinity of all being, and to understand that as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, there is a right way for us to function in this realm, in this world, in this life, upon this planet, within these body temples, so that we are able to truly live and thrive and realize the divinity of ourselves as our practical actuality in our day-to-day living. And that as we are consciously caring to be realigned in the intelligence of our being, as intelligences of existence, on behalf of all there is as existence itself, we get leverage over the schemes and the agendas and the mission statements and the corporate entities and deities that have subjugated or put themselves in a position where they feel entitled by virtue of their licensing under capitalism to manufacture and distribute and advertise and commercialize that which undermines our cellular functioning and modifies our behavior with the assault of all of these chemicals, these nitrates and nitrites and behavior-modifying substances that are antibiotics and hormones and pharmaceuticals and other drugs and whatnot, so that we are no longer fully participating as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is supremely intelligent. And because we are faced with so much detriment, with the ice melting as the waters are warming from the feces and trash that's being dumped into the waters and the streams, as we are facing the global warming and climate change and the melting of the ice caps and the storms that are raging and brewing and the fires are burning and the volcanoes are activating and the lava is flowing, we have to come to a point and place where we realize that we have the power to reverse these issues, to circumvent some of the devastation that is coming as a result of our mindlessness, our thoughtlessness, our not consciously caring to be in the fullness of who we are as intelligences of existence, able to influence life itself. But in order to really have the power to circumvent some of the devastation that is scheduled for this place as a result of the karmic debt that comes as fulfillment for all of the blood that was spilled in order for these people to have established the United States of America on this North American continent and feel entitled to go throughout the world pushing the lie that is democracy, and acting like bullies on the planet. We have to put ourselves in a place and space where we will not be a detriment to ourselves, and we care to honor and glorify all of the lineages that we represent and all of the lineages that are on the planet, because there are no ones who are gifted to the planet to kill themselves or everybody else. That's not purpose in existence. That's distortion and dysfunction. That's the defilement that has taken place at the blood level, so that the spirit in that body has been distorted because the thought has been distorted. And so we have to realize the connection between our bodies, our hearts, our minds, our diets, our bloodstream, to come to a place where we are anxious and eager and excited and enthusiastic about reversing whatever issues that have crystallized in our tissues as a result of 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years of consuming the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, aspartame-laden, Splenda, white sugar, white flour, and all of the breakfast cereals, the oatmeal, the cheese, the eggs, the soy, the tofu, all of this stuff that creates so much mucus in the body, so much acidity in the body, that the body is beginning to be under a state of consistent degeneration because the acid is literally eating away at the tissues. And the nutrients, the minerals, are being robbed, stolen, usurped, with all of the chemicals that are now saturating and concentrating and contraindicating within the brain and the pineal gland and the organs and all of the other glands, affecting all of the systems of the body, so that as people are aging and getting older, the old that is happening is as a result of insufficient oxygenation and dehydration, which is causing so much of the strokes and the heart attacks and other issues that people are being diagnosed with. We are under siege, and this is genocide, and we need to recognize how we are participating with our own demise. And for those who are parents, as men, the progenitor of lineages, and womb men, the perpetuator of lineages, if you are still feeding off the flesh of dead animals, dead pigs, dead turkeys, dead chickens, dead fish, dead cows, and their body parts and their body fluids and their progeny and whatnot, we have to realize that you are not in a place where you are able to truly take good care of your children and lay a strong foundation for their spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical health and well-being. And for whatever else you may be paid to do, or whatever else you may be preoccupied and occupied with doing, if you are a detriment to yourself, then you are a detriment to your children, which means that you are undermining your lineages. And there's a cost and a price that will be paid with that. And we cannot be glib about having the right to choose death as if there's some glory in dying or some glory in killing ourselves. When the glory is in living, the glory is in acknowledging and harmonizing and walking in the integrity of our divinity. The glory is in realizing that you are the greatest gift you will ever have, and you will cultivate the gift that you are so that you are able to give the gifts that you have available because of the lineages that you represent and that which is printed and imprinted upon your DNA, and you are consciously caring to create a cellular liberation so that you are activating your DNA and cultivating your generational wealth, because there is no thing that man has created that is greater than who and what we already are, butt naked, and the gifts that we're here to give to the glory of the whole of existence itself. But if you don't have a greater thought in your mind other than what you're going to do for a dollar, and how you're going to satisfy whatever appetites, lusts, or desires you have, and you don't have a wholehearted appetite and desire for the wealth of yourself, then you will miss yourself in this lifetime. And there are those who would have you think that you can throw yourself away this time, and then you move into the spirit world and you come back through somebody else's womb. And I don't know that that's the case, because I'm feeling as though this is our time to really rise and self-actualize and self-realize and care to be realigned in the truth of ourselves. And it doesn't matter what hue of people we are. The fact that we exist as beings, as human beings, is the evidence of our commonality and the responsibility to really acknowledge our global family and community, and to come to a point and place where we care to use the intelligence that we've been gifted to facilitate
a win-win situation with all ones and all beings and all places and all spaces, because the intelligence of existence is the totality of all there is as existence itself. And as we look into the eyes of any being, it is the eye of God that sees us there. And these ones have taught us to feel entitled to desecrate and defile other beings, and other ones who have rejoiced in their right to do that, the ones who go on safari and have to kill and mount and stuff these animals as reminder of their ability to kill and conquer. We're in a place where we need to walk softly upon Mother Earth, because Mother Earth is bigger than all of us put together, and she can shake, quiver, and quake until we're all off the planet. And to realize that when you have a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, that is being issued against 99% of the people and the 1% who are the facilitators of it, cannot be absolved of the responsibility to be harmonized within the laws of existence. So there's really no success that anybody can have when they don't care to be rightly aligned with life itself. And there are no ones who have been authorized by the intelligence of existence to be the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death as a livelihood. And living unlawfully, living without the regard and the respect and the reverence for life itself is not a living in truth. It's a dying. And so I'm the one who cares to bring these issues up consistently over time, because the lies have been consistently perpetuated over decades and decades and decades, to make you think that things go better with coke and you're loving those with the golden arches who are selling you all kinds of preserved food stuff that does not decay in your bodies. And all food really has its life cycle, so it should decay. It should be able to be digested. It should be able to decompose. But when you're eating stuff that has so much preservatives that it will not do that, then understand that that's why we see so much obesity from those who are consistently frequenting the fast food places, because it's not food. Our bodies are designed by the intelligence of existence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and there is that which is truly designed for our consumption. And meat is not one of those things. Eggs are not one of those things. Flour products, waffles, pancakes, biscuits, donuts, cakes and cookies and all of that are not those things that were designed for our bodies. And we've learned to expect and rejoice in being treated to those things. We grew up with our birthday cakes and ice cream and cookies and snacks and whatnot, but when it has become the mainstay of what people are consuming on a daily basis, and they're not getting the fruit which is designed for our consumption, because it is a whole food, it has water, it has nutrients, it has fiber, as does the vegetables. But now we're dealing with people who only eat hot dogs and hamburger and lunch meats and sandwiches and breads and cookies and cakes and candy and sugar and sodas and all of that, that this is a detriment to all of us, because those ones who grow up never being properly nourished or nurtured, being saturated with all manners of movies and programs that exalt killing, whether it's through warfare, militarism sponsored by governments, whether it's gangsterism. Our children, particularly our young boys and young men that grew up to be older men who were programmed through the Godfather and the Mafia and all of these things to make them think that in order to be a real man, to be reverenced, you have to be feared. And in order to be feared, you have to be able to beat people up and dominate them and subjugate them and whatnot, because that's what makes you feel good about yourself. And we see how governments are perpetuating this, and we see how those who enslaved other ones and beat them and raped them and hung them and sodomized them and castrated them and set them afire and this and that is the wicked and the evil that still exists within the hearts and the minds of certain ones. And whether it's done on a small scale or a large scale, it is the wickedness that is allowing and perpetuating the mental illness, the emotional immaturity, the physical illnesses, the premature death, the suicides, the homicides. And all of it is genocide. And our responsibility in this now moment is to exalt a full life's urge and to no longer participate with it. To be in a place where every fiber of your being is completely permeated with your desire to be whole, your desire to be cleared and cleansed as a result of having fed from the carcasses of dead animals, from the artificial colors and artificial flavors, and then all of the chemicals that were saturating your pores because of the skin creams and the lotions and soaps and deodorants and hair products and all of these things that are now in the bloodstream, in the tissues, in the organs, in the glands, creating all of the cancers. And people will say, oh, well, Adama, you're a voice in the wilderness. And I'm saying I am heralding in the establishment of the eternal order to allow us to realize that we are already in eternity. We should not be dying at all. And for those who have taken responsibility to teach us that everybody dies and nobody gets out of this alive, and because you've got to die, go for all the gusto you can and enjoy killing yourselves. This is utter insanity and foolishness to make you think that you're entitled to kill yourself and your children and your grandchildren and support a system that supports us in being out of our freaking minds, so that we're trappable and incarceratable. And so, if you don't have someone like me who's speaking to this, then you may think that, oh, it's okay, because you have so many good people who really enjoy their barbecues, their chicken dinners, their fish sandwiches, their sushi, their after dinner drinks, and always got to have a drink. And this is how we're being programmed with the program, so that the lawyers have to drink, and the doctors are drinking, and the surgeons are drinking, and the judges are drinking, and everybody's a freaking alcoholic. And I just don't understand how we think that we can get anything done right when we are dependent upon alcoholics and drug addicts and people who do not know how to eat. And these are the people that you respect as your leadership. And I'm saying this is crazy. But we don't distinguish. We think that somebody who is obese can lead you and be adequate example for you and your children. And I'm saying no, that's not true. Because obesity comes as a result of our bodies being in a state of starvation because they're not getting real nutrient. We're eating stuff that our bodies cannot utilize because it is not real food for us. But you are taught to respect the mechanical operational functioning of your automobiles. But you do not have that reverence and respect for the cellular functioning of your body, which is the temple in which you dwell as a living spirit, sparked and animated by an eternal presence that is your gift and aligns you with your immortality. And so, yes, I'm the one who is saying, regardless of what your diagnosis has been, you can be completely healed. You can come off all medications. Even if they say that you have cancer of whatever, it can be completely cleared, cleansed, and you can be completely renewed. It's not about it going into remission. It is about you getting completely healed from it, and it is no longer your reality. Because your absolute reality is that you're this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and it does not get sick. And as we remember the gifts that we were given in our capacity to see it, to vision it, to imagine it, to hold it, to get happy about it, to be enthusiastic about it, to understand that this is how we create, and that we are co-creators and we are creating our own reality in our own lives. We're dwelling on the same planet, living in different worlds, governed by spiritual laws, and it is our duty, our obligation, and our responsibility to be rightly aligned with the laws that govern our lives. Because man's way is not mandate, God's way is. Exalting the full life's urge, keeping it simple in terms of your oxygenation, hydration, mineralization, and opening up all channels of elimination, and coming to a point and place where your heart is light as a feather. Your heart is the altar of your temple. You are in that body, which is the temple for the dwelling of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses. We have to take responsibility for recreating ourselves by cleaning ourselves up, by exalting the full life's urge, by being uncompromising with the forces of darkness, ignorance, sickness, oblivion, and gloom, to put ourselves in a place where we become filled to overflowing, brilliant with the light that is our salvation and our deliverance from it, the light that is the will of the Creator acting in its capacity as the light, which is the only victory and sovereignty possible over the divisiveness, the illusions and delusions, to be in a place where we understand that life is our gift and it is the greatest wealth. And that as we are cultivating ourselves and reversing these issues that have crystallized in our tissues, that we are able to step completely off the path of death onto the path of eternal life, and to be in a vibration of absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth that gives us leverage over those who don't care to be in it. You're in this now moment of eternity, listening to the voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. This is Adama.